T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, we've known about Liberator for years and years. They're the quintessential, they're originators, they're the people who came up with them, and you've seen them. They've got ads in all the magazines. All the men's magazines always had the Liberator ads. It just showed like a triangle or a shape with a girl kind of laying over it. And but that was just the beginning of the weird, which is the best kind of stuff. They've got a sex blanket. And I know you're saying, why can't you just put down a towel? Well, apparently towels will leak through to your regular bed stuff. This is a waterproof microfiber. It's a cross between brawny towels and a children's diaper for sex, apparently. But they say it's a very important thing to have.
Do you make your lady squirty? Do your bed sheets feel just like high tide? Is your hotel sex real dirty? If there's no wet spot, did you even try?
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dear Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dear Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Miss Samantha, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
Well, listen, thrilled to talk to you today. I didn't even know, there's certain things you'll find in this life, you're like, I didn't even know I needed one of these. But apparently we do.
Absolutely. It's a must-have.
It's an amazing, but you know, to actually do research and development, to market it, to create it, to sell it, that means there's a huge demand for it. And Liberator's been around a long time. It's not like you're taking a shot in the dark with this.
Exactly. We have been around for more than 15 years now, so.
And you
definitely pros at this.
What has it brought you to the, what gave you the knowledge that you needed a blanket capable of soaking up human fluid?
Well, you know, as you said before, people use towels and, sure, you know, then your regular sheets, and it's gross. It is, yeah, absolutely gross. So we had to come up with something, you know, that will assist when, you know, bodily fluids are everywhere. So why not come up with something that's going to be soak-proof, that's not going to just get on all of your bedding, your sheets? You don't have to wash your sheets every single time you have sex. So, hey. Hence the throw.
No, this is a cross between a necessity because you find that the girl that you've just met or you find out she's a squirter, and then the girl who's also like, listen, they don't care if it's a dime-sized wet spot. They're done with that bed for the night.
Period.
Right. And you know what? And to that, by the way, and to that word, period, I imagine that still works for that situation as well.
Well, I guess it could work in that sense as well.
Well, listen, it's going in the washing machine directly after, right?
Right.
You know, you don't want to use this for that and then fold it up and put it away. You're like, hey man, don't be gross. Wash the thing. Make it fresh every time.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is a good idea though. It really is. We were goofing on it before. Would you think, listen, sex can get weird, and it can get lubey, and it can get squirty, and it can, you know, can, you, there's many things that can happen during sexual intercourse that make a mess. And so you think to yourself, man, why not have a really comfortable, really plush microfiber blanket that immediately you toss it in the washing machine? Not to mention the fact that if you walk in the bedroom and she's throwing it up on the bed, you're like, well, game on.
It's about to go down.
Right?
That's what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've obviously tried it. What do you think the percentage of women who produce enough, I guess we would call them squirters or ejaculate, that they really, this is going to be a game changer?
You know what? I can't even say a specific percentage, but I'm just going to say everybody needs to at least try one, because it's not even only the female. I mean, you also have the male ejaculation.
Sure, of course.
Why not have something that's going to catch all, you know?
Right.
So everybody needs to try one. We have so many different ones. We have a travel size if you don't want to carry a huge blanket, so you can actually travel with it. It's so many different options that everyone can try. So I definitely think everybody needs to try one.
Well, let's face it. If let's say you've got to stay at her parents' house for a weekend, yeah, bring this with you. Uh-huh. Because you don't want mom to find that. You don't want that.
Absolutely.
Or after you leave.
That's perfect time to travel size.
They're like, God, you filthy kids, disgusting children. I realized how necessary this really was. I may or may not have had a friend staying with me, and I am at my girlfriend's house, and there's a camera by my front door, but I realize it keeps dinging and going off, and there's a naked girl walking by my front door. And I'm like,
wow.
And I'm like, that's weird. I don't have a girl in my house. And then I see him walk by. He's watching my house. And then I can hear, I can't see because it's also just trained at the front door and the hallway, right. But I can hear it happening. And I realize that's on my couch.
Wow.
Right? Son of a bitch, yeah. Get yourself one of these, you prick.
Yes.
Because I called, I texted him, I go, that's funny. You're getting the couch cleaned. Oh, we didn't do anything. I go, yeah, you're getting the couch cleaned. Mm,
you know why.
Or I'm sending the audio to your parents. Yeah. It's,
right.
Yeah. And it went on and on because every time another noise happened, it would ding again and it would turn the camera back on again.
Yeah. You want to watch this? You want to see proof?
Yeah. Yeah. Granted, the girl was pretty cute. But yeah, why? If you're going to do it on other people's furniture, and by the way, that's not the first time it happened to me. I had another guy watching my dog years ago who just shared with me that he had anal with a girl on the sofa, on my futon. I was like, hey, man, I sleep on that.
Yeah.
Dude, the disrespect is real.
Yeah.
If your furniture could talk, you'd find out a lot
more.
Well,
talking about disrespect, I think it was his wife's best friend, so it's even worse. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. They're not married anymore, you know. But this has been a common problem. I need to get a stack of these and leave them at the house and be like, courtesy these blanket. Are for use. These are courtesy blankets. And then throw it in the washing machine, you turds.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Whenever I have people come in from out of town, family, you know, friends, whatever, that stay the night, I always give them, I have a king-size throw just for guests. And I always give them this, and I will lay it out on the bed before you dress it. So I'm like, you know, here's a throw just in case, you know, you guys do anything, you know, because I don't want it on my stuff. So this literally is my guest throw, and then I just throw it in the washer when they leave.
Yeah, but I wouldn't share them that everybody gets the same blanket. But you don't want to tell them everyone gets the same blanket.
Oh, no. Well, now that I've said it on the radio show, geez, now everyone knows.
You're like, honey, did you
throw... However, I do wash it every time.
Did you throw the jizz blanket in the dryer? Yeah, it's... But, you know, all kidding aside, it makes good sense. And not just, again, for just, the girl that can really let loose, but for the girl that's like, you know, a lot of girls are very uncomfortable with... You know, the messiness of sex. They like it. It's fun for them, but they're like, afterwards. Mm-hmm. This kind of takes it all away. It takes the shame away. Just toss it right in the washing machine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
you know, the you
and
know
how
the
many
girl.
Times are you jumping up, running, getting a towel? Like, how many times do you do that?
In the beginning.
You jump up and to grab a towel. Like, oh, my gosh, where's the towel? You know what I mean?
Do you, hold on. Do you get the warm, wet towel, or does he get the warm, wet towel?
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, which in your relationship?
Oh, you're asking?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Oh, well, generally I get it.
So it's not a new one. So it's not a new relationship. Because in the beginning, I will always do it. I'm always like, oh, is this the right temperature? Oh, allow me to wipe up my own mess. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, a year in, you're like, I'm just going to lay in my own funk. She's like, you're gross. Take a shower. Yeah. No, I know. It's weird. It's isn't it funny? The stuff that we actually need for sex is not a giant veiny dildo. It probably is a fascinating, like, waterproof, super absorbent throw pillow or throw blanket that you can toss in the washing machine to take away the gross.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's the rest of the Liberator world, by the way? The all the furniture and the shapes and the sex pillows and throws and the mounts. By the way, I didn't realize people were so lazy during sex they couldn't hold themselves up anymore.
Well, you know what? I don't know that it's necessarily lazy. You know, some people have, you know, back problems or, you know, don't want to or uncomfortable about certain positions and generally wouldn't try it if they didn't have that assist.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, for sure.
Why not have an assist, you know?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I was like, man, I feel like I wish I could have sex long enough that my arms and legs gave out.
Or unless it's to keep them in place, like if somebody's running at it hard and rapid.
Yeah. Yeah! Wow! Wow, Nick.
Right.
That's just the one thought I've shared yet.
Even if you're not around, you know, we have mounts that you can actually put a sex toy in, a vibrator, you know.
Oh, sure.
A stimulator. We have mounts that, you know, if your partner is not with you, you can use the mount yourself.
I have seen those.
You know, hey.
You put the wand massager inside the furniture.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I have seen those. Those are, how were those received?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. We sell so many mounts, it's ridiculous. Like, everyone loves a mount.
Now, you've got to find a way to interact with, but what about with the blanket? Now you got to find a way to, like, make the blanket part of it. I guess you could put it over the mount, couldn't you? Or put it over the wand.
Well, no. I mean, you can put it under your mount because you have to think the mount also has a cover. It has a protective liner underneath as well. So at the end of the day, you can pull the cover off of your mount and throw that in the washer. Everything we sell has a protective liner under it.
Oh, I just realized that this, by the way, fantastic on that. I did hear that. But I just was fascinated by the idea that your Chase Lounge has got tie-down points.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's pretty genius.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's. I'm just going to throw you a chair. Don't be ridiculous.
Listen, I've had to work with that stuff before.
It's not just zip ties and hoping the lighting's right.
You kidding me? At 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm drunk, his balls are high, and I'm trying to cut up a t-shirt because someone wants to get weird. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
You got any packing string?
Yeah, I'm looking for a spare bungee cord or some electrical tape. Yeah, it's not easy. This is stuff, I mean, this makes it a lot easier. Although, I feel like if you got it with a girlfriend or a wife, that would make sense, but if you already had it and the girl sees it, she's going to be pretty weirded out. Unless that's her jam.
Or into it.
Unless that's her jam.
Right, or into it. And you know what, too? We also have two different types. We have ones that don't have the tie-downs, and then we have, or not the tie-downs, but like D-ring clips or clips on them.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Black Label version, which has the D-ring clips or clips. So there's two different versions. So, you know, some people will buy a Chase Lounge just to put in their living room because it's a beautiful piece of furniture. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody doesn't necessarily know what it is. But then some people want to be able to tie people up with it. So then you get the Black Label version, which has those D-rings and has those clips so that you can do that. So
I feel like I've looked at this stuff enough that if I saw this in somebody's living room, I'd be like, mm-hmm.
You recognize it like art on the wall. Wait, is that a blah, 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 blah?
Yeah. I'd be like,
is that a Liberator?
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, that's you. But a lot of people, I'm telling you, a lot of people have no clue.
Right. My second question would be like, hey, you got that blanket thing? Because I don't want to sit on your couch if you don't. We're done. We're done here if you don't have that. But the mounts are right.
That's
because you're a big wand fan, Nicholas.
Yeah.
So check these out. So these, you put the wand inside it, and then you can do whatever.
Yeah, you could. That makes sense. It looks like it would fit different models, so it's not just for one type.
Yeah, so you got to pick the shape you like, and then that's your jam when you're at home.
Look,
yeah.
Mom, no hands.
Yeah, right? And wow, $1,500 for the Cowgirl Premium Sex Machine, which is like, it's, you know, obviously inspired by the Sibian, but much, much less money.
Right.
How many
right.
of those do you sell?
Absolutely. We sell quite a few, believe it or not. I think that the majority of people that buy this are definitely dudes that have a sex dungeon.
Oh, that's and they want to see a girl on it.
I've
yeah.
just decided this on my own.
Right. No, you know what, Samantha? I get that. I think it is dudes with a sex dungeon because, girls, this is a lot of gear.
Seriously.
Like, it's good. And I imagine, like, if you were a really hard chronic masturbator, that would be your jam. But it's a lot. It fits up to 400 pounds with a 1,200 RPM, ultra powerful, six patterns, 360 swivel rotation. And it has a... like, it's got a current charger. Like, it plugs in a wall. I mean, it's got a power adapter. This thing's got some heft to it. The lights may dim when you turn it on.
Oh, it is serious. Do you hear me? When you turn it on, the motor on this thing, okay,
mm-hmm.
is everything.
Does it come with a cowboy hat?
For sure.
It should come
with a
cowboy hat. I'm sorry. Does it come with a cowboy hat?
It doesn't. I think you have to have your own.
All
right. But, you know, when you pair it with a cowboy hat and maybe mm-hmm. even a lasso, dude.
I love the fact that you sell it's a handcrafted vegan leather saddle seat because you're just jamming stuff in yourself. But you're like, wait, is this vegan? Because I don't want any meat in my butt. I don't want that's who knew that that would be a very real consideration for you guys?
Right.
So $1,500. Do you take payments, or does it have to be $1,500 up front?
We actually do have Sezzle that we take on our site, so you definitely can do a payment option on it.
That's the best, dude. That's only guys will do that. Women wouldn't, but a man would because he wants to have sex so bad. We will buy a girl anything if we think it's going to improve our sex life. And it's true, Samantha. I mean,
but
wouldn't
you
say
what?
That the majority of people who buy are men, or are they women with men's credit cards?
No, believe it or not, we have, I can't even say necessarily maybe 50-50, but it has to be a good 60-40. A lot of times, you know, we do have men that purchase a lot because of the fact that they want to see if their wife will try something new. You know what I mean? But once their wife does try something new, now we have the wife calling in saying, oh, my gosh, my husband bought me something from here. I really enjoyed it. And now I want to be the one to bring something new to the bedroom. That's generally how it always goes.
Right. Well, I just clicked on your bondage gear. Jesus, God almighty. What's going on, Samantha? That glove kind of spooked me a little bit. It's called the Oxballs Finger F Textured Glove. You want to see this?
Like, sure.
You should take a gander at this thing. Mike walks in with that on his hand.
Wow.
That is a big seller. That is a big seller.
It's like an appliance in the kitchen. Like when you go to like basically stir or beat up the batter when you're making a cake, you have all the options to like change out, except it's all just on one glove. You just go finger to finger.
It's like a degenerate Edward Scissorhands.
That
like,
too.
Like, yeah.
But you got the core there. You've got the bumpy.
Yeah, you got it all. There's all those. The thumb thing is just weird. But who buys it? Is it girls or boys? It's got to be guys who buy this.
Guys do buy it. Majority. Yeah. Majority are definitely guys that buy it. But you got to think, like, okay, majority foreplay kind of generally starts with the fingers.
Sure, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, why not have some different feeling? And it feels good. I actually have one, too.
Like, I get it. Listen,
kind of bomb.com.
Dude, but only a guy will walk in Michael Jackson style with one glove and be like, you're going to really like this.
Exactly.
Right.
I need
it
is one.
Right. You're like, uh-huh. And then the other hand's holding the Cal Exotics Boundless Bar Gag that looks like a bit for a horse.
Ooh.
And look, I would have told you there's no real women, nobody who really wants that. Until I met two different girls over the years who ball gags were their thing. And they couldn't even explain why. I'm like, what is it you like about it? And they couldn't even explain it, like why that was their thing.
Right, right. But, it definitely is a different form of kink.
Yeah.
You know, some people want to be gagged. Some people want to be free to say and scream and all that. But a lot of people love to be gagged.
No, listen, I think a lot of guys want them to stop talking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all there. It's at Liberator.com, LIBERATOR.com, Liberator.com. And I've already got people lining up who wish to have the sex blanket. Are you gonna send us one?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I got you, dude.
Listen, send us one of those cowgirl things and we'll put it in the studio.
Ooh. Listen, when you turn the motor on, though, you're not going to be able to hear anybody in there. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't sound horrible.
This is radio. This is like, we need that kind of stuff. I'm not kidding. You think I wouldn't put that in here? We do that on Friday. We'd have Cowgirl Fridays. I'm like, just if you're the lucky person, you get to come in and do the rodeo. And instead of 8 seconds, you get 8 minutes.
Right, right.
Now, how long does it take you to
8 seconds?
How long does it take you to finish with that?
Like I said, you'll only need 8 seconds.
That quick, really? Wow. All right. Listen, you're fantastic.
It's gonna be a lot of rides.
You are fantastic, Samantha. I think you're funny, and what a great job you do for Liberator.com. And we're going to have you on again whenever you have something new, and we'd love to speak with you anytime.
Cool beans.
All right,
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys.
Bye, sweetie. All right, there you go. All right. Why does Jason need the sex blanket? It's a dude? Hey, man. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Johnny, how's it going?
Good, good. What's up? Why do you need it?
Well, my wife and I, we just celebrated 8 years yesterday together. And throughout the course of dating and marriage, we found out that she can pursue this act. So we just recently bought a $1,500 mattress, and the mattress pad hasn't even done its justice, and she's got like a 18-inch stain on the mattress already.
You've never said that out loud, have you?
Well, to her, I said you're causing collateral damage by your little fountain of youth.
Yeah, and so is she embarrassed by it? So is she starting to be like, let's not do that anymore, or is she still just that gung-ho for it?
No, it's more of a nuisance because it's all fun and games during the act. And then after the fact, you're like, oh, man, now we got to clean this crap.
No, I had a buddy who told me the same thing. And it's amazing what people, when it happens all the time, they're like, I had a buddy who's, and this is true, I won't say who, he was dating a girl who could only achieve an orgasm if they had anal. And I go, oh, wow, that's amazing. He goes, not after a while, man. Not after a while. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, really. Really? Like, sometimes you're like, man, I don't even want to. Like, if that's. And then he said the funniest thing, because it was so true. He goes, after a while, when they actually want it a lot, it's not near as much fun trying to talk them into it. And I'm like, God.
See, yeah, it's like you want to get one of those 1985 like popcorn pads for your mattress just to protect it, just to act like a sponge.
See?
But then you're stuck with a stinky old saturated sponge when you're all said and done, and it's like, I might as well either burn or trash this thing.
I imagine that's T's entire house smells like that. That and cats. He's got 97 cats, and his wife squirts on the floor. That's a special kind. There's not many candles that can make that work. I'm going to hook you up
of the loins, I guess.
It is indeed. Now, listen, I'm going to hook you up with one of these. When we get it, you will get it. So they're going to send it here. Or, Jake, are you going to, either way, you can have them send it to their house, but we'll get Samantha and you connected, Jason. And so now it is all yours, courtesy of Liberator.com with the very nice new Fascinator sex blanket.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it, man.
You bet, man. Stay right there. Hold on a second. Either that or you're going to end up using some kind of a weird kids rubber sheet blanket thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
Because they make those ones for little kids who are going to pee.
So they
get teddy bears and birds and stuff on them. I'm like, you're like, get the sex, but I can't do it anymore. I can't do it on the kid blanket.
And somebody touched on it earlier, or it's going to be the towels that you see the kids use at like the car wash, the super absorbent.
Yeah.
You just wax on, wax off, because those absorb differently.
I wasn't sold on the ShamWow for sex, but it does make sense after thinking about it from your period to just basic whatever to lube to your girl can do the fountain of love. It makes a lot more sense to be able to peel that thing off the bed, throw it in the washing machine and get a nap than it does to have to strip the bed and start over again. Because at some point you're both going to be like, I'd like to do it, but It's a lot of work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!